U.S. Justice Department challenges the National Day of Prayer court ruling. A ministry helps Haiti rebuild from within, and cultural preservation paves the way for Bible translation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. On May 6th, Americans can observe the National Day of Prayer despite a federal district court judge's ruling. The Justice Department has set into motion plans to appeal the ruling that makes the NDP unconstitutional. Since when has free participation been unconstitutional? Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
"The National Day of Prayer is a proclamation by the President of the United States to encourage people to pray. It does not say that anyone has to pray or pray according to a certain religion or religious group."
Since George Washington, presidents have made this proclamation, just as Barack Obama plans to do next week. Even as it seems the government won't stand for this ruling, Tippett says it's important to remember,
"Hope for this country does not lie in the White House, but lies in the church house."
This could even spark revival.
We need to mobilize ourselves in our business places, in our churches, in our communities to pray and seek the face of God. And if we are forbidden to do that, we just continue on.
Next, an unreached people group known as the 414 Window is being reached by a children's ministry. One Hope's Bob Hoskins says statistics used to say the majority of people come to know Christ before their 18th birthday.
"Our statistics show that the ages of 16 to 20 are among the most resistive to the gospel because of the influence of media and internet. So that we need to reach them at a younger age. That's why we're targeting what we call the 414 window."
To help One Hope do this, they're partnering with Evangelism Explosion and their Kids EE ministry. Kids EE trains children in their way of evangelism. Hoskins says,
"We're partnering with them to do this program in 12 countries of Africa and the Philippines. And over the next 4 or 5 years, we'll train 60,000 adult trainers. And those 60,000 adult trainers will train 2 million children."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of Haiti's quake survivors fled the disaster zone and headed north to the Central Plateau. Farms International's Joseph Richter says their two programs are coping with a huge influx of refugees.
"Our hope is also to help some of those relocated families get back on their feet, because some of them have absolutely nothing after losing everything they had in Port-au-Prince."
Those that are catching the vision for a self-reliant church in Haiti are seeing unbelievable things happen.
"Churches are very involved in helping their own people in this influx of refugees, and I'm happy to report that there's a tremendous explosion of people coming to know the Lord."
Farms Microenterprise Loans help believers in a church congregation toward independence. The program also teaches these believers how to be a Christ community.
"Haiti, for their long-term survival, really needs to look to their own people, to their own resources, to see a Haiti that will be strong in the future, especially through the Christians there."
Meanwhile, interested in short-term missions sometime this year? Join Global Action on one of their many trips across four continents. These include 4 trips to the Ukraine for camps at their Hope Center there, 7 trips with various destinations across India, a trip to ravaged Haiti, and 2 trips to El Salvador. The work varies from working with children to construction to blanket distribution. All teams will be sharing Christ's love in a tangible way. Trips start in June. Go to our website to get started. And Nigeria's Alago people are working to preserve their mother tongue. Translators now have a written language and literacy programs are underway. The Seed Company says a third of the population are believers and excited about getting God's word in Alago. Alago translators also plan to complete the New Testament and portions of the Old Testament by 2013 after starting in 2008. The Jesus Film is also a top priority. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope's making available the free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel's changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises at 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.